USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service has announced the export of peanuts from August through March of this year, and they are up 9.6%. The shipments for all overseas shows another strong month, especially for raw shell peanuts coming out of last year's crop. That is up 18.5%. Raw shell shipments increased to the top five buyers across the country. The raw shell peanut top buyers were Canada, followed by Mexico, then the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, and then Japan. Those are your top five for raw shell. On in-shell peanuts, they're down about 9%, but they are showing the top buyer for the year was China, followed by Germany, then Vietnam. Most of those will be going into the Chinese market, then the Netherlands and Canada. Peanut butter shipments overseas now is down 7.8%. Still the number one buyer is Canada, followed by Germany, Mexico, Nigeria, and Japan. But overall, the peanut butter exports are slightly down 7.8%. The Foreign Agriculture Service also announced last week that they expect U.S. exports this year to stay unchanged from last year at about 635,000 metric tons. That's about 23 to 25% of the total crop moving out of the U.S. to overseas markets. The interesting point right now is what is going to happen in Argentina. Argentina is harvesting their peanut crop at this time, and exports are expected to be down, according to USDA, 20,000 tons to 880,000 tons. But one official said this week they believed it will be under 800,000 tons because of the increased rains that they've received over the past few weeks. India's exports are supposed to be up 100,000 tons, and that could change some shipments of oil, peanuts from the U.S. to the Chinese market for making peanut oil. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.